This is Ozarks at Large for May the 4th. Doug Stowe, a craftsman who lives in Eureka Springs, teaches students at Clear Springs School the fine art of woodworking, using a practice he calls wisdom of the hands. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, one middle school class has been creating hardwood walking canes to give away to those needing canes.
Clear Springs School in forested Dairy Hollow in Eureka Springs is a small progressive independent school which features a fully equipped woodworking shop operated by teacher Doug Stowe.
And one of the things that we believe at Clear Springs School is that the children have a natural inclination to do real things. That things that actually are real, where they have tangible outcomes that are of service to the community in some way.
Philosopher and noted craftsman Doug Stowe, who began his woodworking career in 1976, has written numerous books and journal articles about woodworking and education. He's internationally known for his Wisdom of the Hands program, launched at Clear Springs School. He's also a co-founder of the Eureka Springs School of the Art. The Arkansas Arts Council in 2009 declared Stowe an Arkansas Living Treasure. His students, unaware of his fame mostly, get to enjoy his fully equipped state-of-the-art wood shop at Clear Springs School.
Well, the students mainly use hand tools with the exception of the lathe and the scroll saw, and everything is dependent on age. So the students come in here using hand saws and carving knives and hammers and coping saws and at first grade. And then by about third grade, they're ready to use a scroll saw, which is an electric saw, but it has a safe guard around the blade. Around fourth grade, they're introduced to the lathe. And so that's a wood turning tool that you can make spindles and tops and all kinds of things.
While making things, students learn about forest ecology and types of wood while fabricating ornamental boxes, toys, even furniture.
My kids know about the forest. They know about walnut. They can identify cherry. They learn about oak. They can recognize pine. So there's a natural intersection. And in the past, we have made cutting boards from from the woods that come from their favorite trees. So that there's a connection between what the tree looks like on the outside and what the tree looks like on the inside.
Today, students are busy making canes.
They had told me that they wanted to do a service project. And so I came up with a short list of things, and they selected the making of canes as a project they wanted to take on. And so the idea of the making of canes really started for me when I was asked if I would make one for my Aunt Wuzzy by my cousins. And my Aunt Wuzzy was kind of offended that her children would want her to have a cane, but it softened the blow that it was by the fact that it was made by me.
And that's the thing. Elders who grow frail often resist using walking devices, especially drab, gray, generic metal drugstore canes. So given the opportunity, they might enjoy handcrafted hardwood heirloom quality canes made especially for them by local school children.
Hello, my name is Yura Mihirin, and I am 13 years old.
Mihirin sands an octagonal cane handle to a silky smoothness.
Whenever we create our canes, they're used for comfort for your right hand or left hand.
The canes are strong, made from walnut and oak with rubber bottoms and wooden bird handle grips.
I have tested one myself just a few minutes ago, and it worked pretty fine, I gotta say.
Ara Diggs, also 13, works on a cane handle.
When my grandma found out that I would be going to woodshop, her first husband's dad had a mini woodshop in his basement, and he would not let her anywhere near it because he claimed women are no good in a woodshop.
And Ara Diggs is proving them wrong.
Well, my great-grandma needs a cane because her back's been hurting and she hasn't been getting around very well lately. And so she was talking to her eldest daughter. She started talking to her, I think I need a cane. And Linda brings over a Swiffer handle and tells her it is a cane.
Isaiah Moore, who is 14, says he plans to make a cane for his family as well.
I'm making a cane for my grandpa.
Bianca Griggs, who is 13, says she's enjoying designing the canes.
Coming up with, like, the design for it and, like, working, like, doing the woodwork and stuff like that.
Griggs says they plan to make 10 canes. But a month later, they carry 21 gorgeous wooden canes into Eureka Family Medical Center, where they are met by Dr. Greg Cressy. He's a family physician who served the community for 34 years.
And I'm glad to see that you made different sizes, right? Because everybody's not the same height. So somebody who's a little taller would use this one, a little shorter for this one, right? Mm-hmm. Well, listen, guys, thank you all so much for bringing those over. And let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have them back here in the back. And when we have patients who maybe hurt their legs or ankles, or if we have somebody older who's got a chronic problem, like their back hurts them all the time or they've had a broken hip, the way that you use a cane, and I might as well tell you about that too while you're here, we'll hand them out to them, because they can maybe go get some of the ones that you see people with that are made out of aluminum and such, but these are much classier and prettier. But what you would do, let's say you hurt your left leg, right? You might think that you would put it in your left hand and do it like this, right? That's right. So if you hurt your left leg or your left ankle, you would put it in your right hand. And then when the bad leg goes out, you put the cane down so you kind of move the weight away from the area that's hurt, right? So that's how we would use them. And what we would do is we would have the person come back to the canes, and then we would find one that would fit them right. And they would have something special because it was made by you guys here in school. And it looks better than the other ones. And it's good. It's got a nice base down there so it won't slip when they touch it down, and it feels good in the hand. So good job.
Middle school teacher Samantha Hutchinson says the Canes Project has turned out to be a valuable lesson.
Yes, I love the opportunity for my students to connect their classroom work with the community.
And woodworking teacher Doug Stowe believes students may have a new trend on their hands in Eureka.
I'm going to be hoping that some of these students will actually see some of their canes in use as they travel around the community. If they can go to Hart's grocery store and see someone using one of these canes, they will know that they have been of service.
Chances of that are excellent given Eureka's population stands around 2,000. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.